Serving in the Church. Pray About It by Taryn Taylor. I had been asking the Lord to show me how to be a better mother, and He gave me a calling that would teach me how. I told the bishop he had the wrong person. I do not like other people's children. I've never taught children, and I can't sing, I said. Sister Taylor, he replied, the Lord qualifies whomever He calls. You'll be great. He asked me to think about the calling and let Him know the next Sunday whether I would accept it. I'm trying to raise a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a baby, I said. I can barely make it through the day with my own children, and now you want to put me with 40 more and have me teach them music? He responded, pray about it. That afternoon, I tried to explain to my husband, Mark, why the calling was a bad idea. How could I work in the primary when I couldn't even be the kind of mother to my own children I wanted to be? A fear had been plaguing me for months that I was failing as a mother. The week went by in a blur, but my thoughts kept turning to the bishop's parting words. Finally, Sunday morning in my bedroom, I fell to my knees in prayer. Tears started down my face, but a sweet peace filled my heart. Immediately, I knew it was right to accept the calling. As I submitted to the Lord's will, all the angst fled my heart. When I entered the primary room after sacrament meeting, the primary president introduced me, and the children sang a welcome song. Looking into their hopeful eyes and seeing my 6-year-old son beam, I resolved to be the best primary chorister I could be. From then on, I spent a lot of time learning songs and preparing lessons. I played the primary songs at home, in the car, and on walks. I researched different teaching methods and devoted hours each week to making posters and developing games. As I prepared a lesson for singing time one afternoon at the kitchen table, I was humming the song Scripture Power. My 6-year-old was sitting at the counter eating a sandwich, and my 3-year-old was cutting pieces of paper next to me. As I hummed the chorus, suddenly both children burst out. Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power every day I need, the power that I get each time I read. That's when I knew that the calling was an answer to my prayers. I had been asking the Lord to show me how to be a better mother, and He gave me a calling that would teach me how as I taught music to my children. I am so grateful for my bishop's inspiration and his loving words, pray about it. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Pray About It, by Taryn Taylor. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.